Today is Friday, November 15th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. I was just listening to a big fatty online where he said he cleaned out his refrigerator or freezer, I believe more specifically. Good morning, big fatty. It's also National Raisin Bran Cereal Day, National Philanthropy Day, America Recycles Day. Did I say Raisin Bran already? I think I did. National Hermit Cookie Day. Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. And last but not least, it is National Bundt Day. National Bundt as in Bundt Cake. I wonder if Nothing Bundt Cake is going to give away cake tomorrow or today as you're listening to this. I don't know. So I'm just looking, as I always do, I'm looking to see if we have any contact, and we have no contact that I can see. Let me just go and look and see if we got a phone call, which I doubt. But I'm going to look and just see. No. No. The last phone call we got was October 1st. I don't even know if my phone number still works. 479-221-9393. So I don't want to... I know different people have different views on AI, and my partner thinks I'm obsessed with AI. But... I just want to say, so at work, and this is the first time I've really done this to this level, but I was trying to do some some data analysis in Excel, but I had over 100,000 rows of data, and I needed to add formulas and stuff because I needed to manipulate this, build charts, et cetera, et cetera. 107,000 rows of data. And the spreadsheet kept freezing up when I would copy paste formulas all over the place. And I was, at one point, I was copy pasting a formula down one column, even though I needed it in multiple columns, and then copying that entire column and pasting values only. Is this exciting for everyone to hear? Is this turning anyone on? Excel talk. So I was doing all this, but the spreadsheet kept locking up and just the spinning wheel of death sort of thing. So I thought, you know what? I used to write macros all the time in Excel. Instead of using formulas and pasting them, I could just write a script. And the new Office script uses TypeScript, JavaScript. The old one was VBA, but I didn't even know if that still existed because in the web version of Excel, you can't even use VBA. Like they have this Office script, which is JavaScript, basically. And I've never really liked JavaScript all that much, and I've not written a macro for Excel in JavaScript. So back to why I was talking about artificial intelligence. I went to my good old neighborhood AI and I said, hey, here are the column names. In fact, I just gave it a screenshot of the column names. Didn't even type them in. And not a screenshot, maybe it was a copy paste. Yeah, that was it. I just copied and then pasted them in. And said, hey, here are the column names. Here is what I want to do. Can you write a script, an Office script that will do that? And it's like, certainly, Adam, I would be happy to help you. It spits out this script. I put it in. Now, it wasn't perfect the first time, but I spent a majority of my day. I wrote 3 different scripts with the help of AI. And I would just go back and forth. I'd say, oh, looks like we're getting this error. And it would go, oh, you're absolutely right, Adam. Here's how we fix that error. You know, my bad. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't want to do this. I want to do this other thing. And it's like, oh, sure. We can update this function to do whatever. And I spent, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 hours having a back and forth with this AI on these various scripts and came out with 3 scripts that did exactly what I wanted them to do. And it was collaborative. So it wasn't perfect. So the human was still needed, everyone. It didn't take my job. But it was almost like having a programming book right there. When I started being interested in technology, the only thing online was basically AOL. But even before I think AOL and my interest in computers are around the same time. But, you know, when you wanted to learn how to do something like programming back in my day, you would get books. I still have coding books in my shelf, but now I would watch a YouTube video or open up documents online. But sometimes it's nice to be able to flip through a book and go to if-then statements, looping, conditionals. Again, this is the geeky in the geeky gay right now. This, what I've been, Excel, TypeScript, Office Script, AI, coding books, conditionals, looping, if then, all of that. Geeky. So look. I don't have anything specific to talk about, so we will just talk about shopping. There was an ad on one of the YouTube videos that I watched the other day, and it was for a 3D printer. Now, I have always said there is no need for me to get I do not have interest in building physical things for the most part. I like writing software, but I don't really have a lot of interest in building. Although I did put together that robot dog that I talked about for a while. That was fun for a 4 or 5 hour project. And I built my bed, so I have built. But for the most part, I'm mostly build things inside of computers, create things inside of computers. But anyway. So I've always said I wouldn't want a 3D printer. This ad for this 3D printer, I was like, oh my God, that is such a nice 3D printer. It's all enclosed. It has spools for slots for 3 different spools of filament. So you can put different colors. It's auto leveling, auto all this stuff for anybody who has, you know, knows anything about 3D printing, which I know very little, but I know a little. And it's not that expensive. I mean, it's expensive, but it's not that expensive. And I was tempted. I went to their website and looked because I was thinking, oh, I wonder how much that costs. So I go to their website and I think it's called Bamboo, the 3D printer. Anyway, regardless, or the company name. So I'm tempted by this 3D printer, but I won't. I don't even know what I would use a 3D printer for, but it just seems cool now because now they're so good and so easy to use. It's almost like having one of those, not a replicator. What's it called on the Enterprise? Is it a replicator? The thing in the wall where they say tea, Earl Grey, hot, and it just appears. Yeah. Replicator. So it seems cool, but I won't use it. I don't think And I have not bought it. I did not buy it. You guys can call and text in and tell me all of the reasons why I should not get this thing. I need to replace my vacuum sealer in the kitchen, which I used almost daily, and my vacuum sealer broke. So I now want to get a nicer vacuum sealer that you can put liquids and other things. One of those, almost like they have in a restaurant, where it's like, and it like all at once. It's actually that. So I want to get that. I do not need to be buying a 3D printer. So everyone just write in, call in, do whatever you want. Tell me why I shouldn't, because that is what I've been tempted by recently. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.